Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Lane B and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today's date is Friday, April 12th, 2024. Today we're reading from the Big Book and we are on page 13, paragraph 4, which begins with, I was to test my thinking, and ends with, but that would be in great measure, commenting on that one paragraph only, the fourth paragraph. Today's readers are Maria M. for the 12 Steps, Tanya P. for the 12 Traditions, Jody E. will be our reader today, and Julie E. B. will read 164 for us. We also have Christina M. to greet newcomers and Shelley E. to end with some announcements for us today. The reference number for yesterday's 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting for Thursday is 21308. That's 21308. And the reference number for this morning's 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting for April 12th is 21310. That's 21310. The OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We're self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states that each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And I'm just going to see if Margaret D. had a chance to sign in. Margaret D., are you here to read the 12 steps? Okay. Okay, Maria M., if you could please read the 12 steps for us, we'd appreciate that.
Hi, this is Maria M., recovered compulsive overeater in Connecticut, and here are the steps we took which are suggested as a program of recovery. 1, we admitted we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to alcoholics and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me do service. Pass.
Thank you very much, Maria M. Okay. I will now ask Tanya P. to please read the 12 Traditions of OA.
Good morning, and thank you for your service. This is Tanya P. in Michigan. The 12 traditions. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. or each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for allowing me to do service, and I pass.
Thank you very much, Maria M. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery that are described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinent requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We're sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass and press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We are on page 13. Paragraph 4, which begins with, I was to test my thinking, and I will ask Jody E. to please begin reading for us.
Good morning, everyone. This is Jody E., gratefully recovered in California. Thank you, Elaine, for your service and for everyone's service being here. I was to test my thinking by the new God consciousness within. Common sense would thus become uncommon sense. I was to sit quietly when in doubt, asking only for direction and strength to meet my problems as he would have me. Never was I to pray for myself, except as my requests bore on my usefulness to others. Then only might I expect to receive, but that would be in great measure. Beautiful words. These are basically step 11, thought through prayer and meditation to improve my conscious contact with God as I understood him. Praying only for knowledge of God's will for us and the power to carry that out for us, not for me, but for us. So again, this is reminding me that prayers for myself alone will not get me anywhere. I have to destroy that this self-centeredness that I'm so prone to, even now. I forget that I'm not to pray for myself alone, except as my requests bear on my usefulness to others. This is not the Jody show. This is not... My higher power is not in really interested in just furthering my little plans and my designs. My higher power is interested in using me to help the greater good. How can I be just one little piece of this huge, enormous puzzle, universal puzzle? How can I fit in to the puzzle and make the whole thing work better and go in the right direction. So that's my prayer. Not what I think I need or what I think I want. How can I help my higher power make the whole thing go better? My words are not very especially graceful, but I think you get the idea. Not my little plans and designs anymore. What can I do? What can I be to be of service to my higher power and the people around me? How can my skills and my talents best serve the greater good? So this is a great reminder to me because I always need this. You know, I do have doubt. I do need direction and strength to meet my problems. And this tells me how to go about getting that. And I'm so grateful for these simple instructions that help me to lead my life one day at a time, one prayer at a time, one meditation at a time. It unfolds and my life makes more sense and it gets better and easier. And what better manual could we have than this big book? And with that, I will pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jody E. Appreciate that. Okay, though we value everyone's experience, we ask that you do limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you would like to comment on page 13, paragraph 4, starts with, I would contest my thinking and ends with, but that would be in great measure. And that if you'd like to comment on that one paragraph, please press star 1 to unmute. Give me your name and where you're calling from. Nancy J.
Diane M.C. in Chicago.
Okay. I heard Nancy M. and Diane C.
Or Veronica
Diane
B.
Dawn.
Sorry. Veronica B. and Dawn.
Jennifer H.
Jennifer H.
Jordan L.
Jordan L. Let me tell you who I've got and see if I missed anybody. Nancy M., Diane M.C., Veronica B., and Dawn. Was that Dawn B.? I'm not sure. You can let me know when it's your turn. Jennifer H. and Jordan L. Did I miss anybody? Okay. So we're going to start with Nancy, and then you'll be followed by Diane M.C., and if you are not Nancy, please press star 1 to mute your phone. Thank you so much.
Hi, good morning. This is Nancy L.J. It's not Nancy M. I'm in California. Thank you so much, moderator, and good to be on the line this morning. I just wanted to press star 1 and put on my big girl pants and just check in. And so this reading just reminds me of me and how I'm just so unfaithful. You know, every morning I go ahead and common sense would, the reading says common sense would thus become uncommon sense. I just go ahead and do the things that the smart people, the seasoned people, the recovered people do every morning through the day and most evenings. And by some crazy miracle, I'm not eating. I'm not in the food. It's just, you know, I just, intellectually, I get that it's God. I get it's my higher power, but there's something in me that just, I don't understand also. But I just do it anyway, you know, even if I don't want to. And I pray, even if I am bothered by it or meditate, I just go ahead. And every day, God wants to hear my voice, I believe. And he grants me a daily reprieve, or he has been for 15 months now. by just following these instructions in this big book. So in spite of myself, in spite of my lack of faith, I do it anyway, and it works. And I'm so grateful, and I'm living a life beyond my wildest dreams today. And I'm just, just wanted to say that. And I'm Nancy LJ in California, and I love Outreach Calls. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Nancy LJ in California. Okay, Diane MC is up next, followed by Veronica B. Diana MC? Did I get your name right? Or Diane MC?
There. Thank you, moderator. This is Diane MC in Chicago, and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. So this this paragraph gives me a lot of direction and reminds me of step 11 and how it's, for me, reiterated every day on page 87. You know, parts of that are directions we get on page 87, 86, 87, and 88 of Upon Awakening, and where we're asked to be divorced from self-pity, dishonesty, self-seeking motives. We will face indecision, and we ask God for inspiration, intuitive thought. It talks about all through the day what our next step is to be, that we turn to our higher power. And we especially be free from the freedom of self-will. As we go through the day, we pause when agitated or doubtful, ask for the right thought or action, constantly reminding ourselves we're not running the show. Thy will, not mine, be done. So, just real grateful for this review today and that mind being reminded that every day I need to be reminded who's on the throne. I can easily crawl back on that throne each day. I start my day with 87, but be mindful that a life of self-will, which I did in this program for decades, is not much of a life, really. And been given, really, a new way to live. But it means surrendering to my will, my way, my own food plan, my own way of working the steps. I tried that and didn't avail me much at all. So grateful for not having to live in the problem anymore, but the solution. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Diane MC. Veronica B., you're up next, followed by Dawn B.
Hi, I'm Veronica B., last initial is B., in California, recovered compulsive overeater and bulimic. Thank you for your service, and I really love the instructions in this paragraph, and I love, I just love that I don't get to do things my own way anymore, that I get to do it differently, because my way was not working. My way got me into the food, eating and throwing up, and here specifically it says I was to test my new thinking by a new God consciousness within. Within, so I've worked the 12 steps, I've had my spiritual awakening, I've had my transformation. Today, in my heart, I know that God lives deep, deep, deep inside of me. This is an inside job. I have to change absolutely everything about myself and my thinking, my behaviors, in order for me to get the spiritual awakening. Because like I said, my way was not working. My way led me to the food. My selfishness, my will always leads me to the food. And this paragraph is telling me, it tells me what to do. I sit quietly when in doubt. I ask God for direction and strength to meet my problems. the minute I ask God for help and for strength, that's me surrendering and giving up. It's like me saying, okay, God, my way's not working. I need help. Like, because on my own, I get myself into a lot of trouble. I am of my own making, right? I know if I have a problem, I am the problem. This is what I've learned from working these steps and living this way of life. And it's really in my thinking that leads me to the food. And then I love the last instruction. You know, I pray to be useful to others. Let me see. Never was I to pray for myself except as my request for on my usefulness to others. Then only might I expect to receive. How beautiful is that? Today, my thinking is like, today I think about you. I'm not thinking about me, because in thinking about you, I'm not thinking about me. You know, so there's a lot of contrary action, a lot of asking God for help, a lot of what can I do for you? How can I contribute except instead of taking, you know, because I used to be a taker. And I love this one quote. It says, no one is useless who lightens the burdens of others. One of my favorite quotes. With that, I pass.
Oh, thank you very much, Veronica B. Don B., you're up next, and you'll be followed by Jennifer H. Excuse me, then. Jennifer H., thank you.
Good morning. This is Don B., recovered in Southern California. Yeah, this is a beautiful paragraph. So now what it's telling me is that I'm going to be testing my thinking with this new God consciousness within. So I'm going to be, rather than just running off and doing, you know, my knee-jerk reaction, I'm going to be pausing, and I'm going to be asking for God to direct my thinking, which is a new way of being. It's a new way of acting. And this is a beautiful practice that I'm invited into on a daily basis, moment by moment, where when things come up, I can sit quietly back inside myself with my higher power and ask, you know, how would you have me handle this one, God? What would you have me say here? Thinking as, you know, asking God for direction, thinking God is my director, so I'm asking God for my lines. You know, what would you have me say, God, to this person? How would you have me handle this one, God? How would you have me act? Please give me your words. And I even will visualize myself just reaching out my hand and just holding on to God's hand and just relying on God to give me whatever I need to deal with whatever the situation is. So give me your words, God. Please help me to see the situation more like you see it, God. Help me to see myself more like you see me, God. Help me to speak to myself as you would delight in me talking to myself. Give me your words, God. Help me to see this other person more like you see them. Help me to love them as you would delight in me loving them. Your will be done, not mine, God. Your will be done, not mine. And this process gives me strength beyond my ability to meet my problems as God would have me. So I'm not thinking about my own little plans and designs. I'm thinking about practicing making God's will my only goal, so that God's will is the only outcome that I'm invested in. May your will be done, not mine. May your will be done, not mine, God. And it's just a beautiful practice, and in doing this practice, I am fully relying on God, on God's abilities, not my abilities. I'm no longer relying on my shaky abilities. I'm relying on the creator of the universe's abilities. That's just such a beautiful way to live. Thank you so much for letting me share, and I'm so grateful for this recovery. It is truly life-changing, and I am eternally grateful. Thank you so much for allowing me to share. Dawn B. from Southern California.
Thank you so much, Dawn B. Jennifer H., you are up next, and you'll be followed by Jordan L. Please share with us, Jennifer.
Hey, this is Jennifer. I'm grateful you guys for being here. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. And I was thinking about this, you know, I have to sit quietly when in doubt, asking only for direction and strength to meet my problems as he would have me. And that is the most helpful thing that I, when I look back and see how, where things kind of went awry during the day, you know, I definitely forgot to do that. And sometimes I hope that, you know, at the beginning of the day, I said, you know, guide my thoughts, words, and actions, and make them loving, kind, patient, and tolerant, divorce from self-pity. And, you know, if I've asked God to guide me at the beginning of the day, maybe that sort of covers me if I forgot, you know, during the day. But, you know, it's definitely necessary for me to check in right before the thing. And it even if I can't see it at the time, it always is the case, because that's just what I believe. That's the program, you know, that I work here, and that's the higher power of my understanding, is that, you know, then I would receive in great measure. If I'm, you know, if I'm close to him and trying to do what he would have me do. So, and it's really counterintuitive. It's just like some of these other actions. You know, I had extreme problems with low blood sugar, and then you're going to tell me the solution is to give up sugar. You know, and then look, that's what worked. But I was completely afraid of that, you know. And then things like, you guys told me to go and tell an employer that I didn't want to be paid. I just wanted to be helpful to him. And that came from two different, you know, I'm praying to God, what do I do for a job? And it came from two different program people on my God squad. So apparently that's what I was supposed to do. And then, you know, it turned out to be, even though that didn't make sense to me, that I would go to work for free when I needed a job. But that was the uncommon sense that ended up working out in the end. So there's so many times that there's something that didn't make sense to me, I'm supposed to go ahead and just do it. And then it is really amazing looking back on how it really was God taking care of me, because I'm going to be most useful to other people when I'm in a good shape for them anyway. But, you know, so these things are, you know, I'm not sure what it means by common sense would become uncommon sense, except for that maybe some of these things that sound to me like they are nonsensical that you guys suggest are the best way to go for me and those around me. So I'm grateful to you guys for being here, and I'll pass.
Oh, thank you very much, Jennifer H. Jordan L. is up next, and after Jordan, we're going to take another lineup on page. People are commenting on page 13, paragraph 4, which begins with, I was to test my thinking, and ends with, that would be in great measure. Please share with us, Jordan.
Hey, good morning, Elaine. Thank you for moderating for us this morning. my name is Jordan L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Colorado. I'm very grateful to be abstinent and on a meeting of Overeaters Anonymous this morning. These are some quite sensational paragraphs. I just want to thank our opening sharer. Those were beautiful words, and I appreciate those beautiful words very much. Bill, God, he's such a character, man. Like, you think about it, just a couple pages ago, Bill's in this place where he's like a part of the roaring 20s and trying to make all this money and like traveling around the country trying to get people to invest into his funds and his ideas about the companies that are going to be, you know, growing in the future, the companies of the future and all this stuff. And it's funny, you think about that, that's kind of the time period in which, like, this mentality started of, that's really prominent, especially in American society today, of, like, power, wealth, and fame, you know, and everyone's chasing after it and all this crazy stuff. And Bill's had this white light experience where he now doesn't care about that stuff, and he's thinking in a totally different way. It's pretty crazy. Like, this is a pretty drastic shift in his thinking, you know? Just a couple of pages ago, like, he couldn't stop drinking. And now he's thinking in this way of, like, what can I bring to the situation? How can I be one amongst many? How can I contribute, play my part, instead of trying to direct the whole show, you know? And so it is. This is powerful stuff right here. He's not only not drinking, and as we know, we'll never drink again, but it really is like of the 12 steps, you know? This is it, the 11th step, and how it is that we work this. Written down before the steps were even written down, you know? So, anyway, thanks for all the great reminders this morning and everyone shares. I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Jordan L. So we value everybody's experience. We do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you haven't shared on a meeting in the last couple of days and you'd like to comment on page 13, paragraph 4, please let us know. Barbara A., California. Barbara A.
Katia Z., California.
Katia Z., I believe it is. And was there somebody else who came in with her? Thank you.
Janice K.
Anyone else?
Lynn D. from California.
Is that D or B?
D as in David. Thank you.
D as in David. Okay, great. I've got Barbara A., I believe, Katia Z., Janice K., Lynn D., and anybody else want to get in this lineup?
Jan C., Arizona.
Okay, Jan C., and we may have room for one more before we
Ginger M. Ginger M.
Carol. I heard Carol.
Caroline.
M. Okay. This is who I've got, and I'm not sure if we'll have time for everybody, but we'll do our best. I've got Barbara A., Katia Z., Janice K., Lynn P., Jan C., Ginger M., and Karen M., Corrine M. I'm sorry, I can't even read my own writing. Was it Lorraine M., the last person? Corrine? Okay, we'll see when we get there, but if you are not Barbara A. in California.
It was Caroline.
Caroline. Thank you, Caroline. All right. Now we're good. Okay. Okay. Barbara A., please share with us. And if you're not Barbara A., please do press star 1. Make sure your phone is muted. Thank you.
Good morning, moderator, my fellows. Thank you for your service, moderator. Thank everyone who makes this meeting possible. My name is Barbara A. I'm in Central California, living in recovery today by the grace of God. I was to test my new thinking. This just happened to me this morning. I'm in fear today. I'm in fear. I'm going to have some surgery. And I said the prayer, God, please take away this fear so that I can be more useful to anyone I come into contact with. Because I know my fear is going to make me crazy. It's going to make me anxious. And the truth is, I said that prayer. I'm on my day, and I keep forgetting I'm having surgery. It's just not in my mind. And that is a miracle for me, to be able to ask God to remove my fear, and it happens, because I'm willing to believe that he will do that for me. Never was I to pray for myself, and I really do look at that. Am I praying for myself? Yes, so that I can be more useful to my fellows, so I can be less anxious, so I can be less rude, so I can be less demanding to my fellows. So I thank you so much for your service. I thank you for this ability to share. I wish everyone a beautiful weekend. And I pass.
Thank you so much, Barbara A. I pray your surgery goes very well. Katia Z, you are up next, followed by Janice K.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. I'm Katia Z, calling from California. Very grateful to be here. Thank you to the moderator, and thank you for everyone who does service and shares on this meeting. Oh, I love this. I love this reading so much. I love where it says, I was to sit quietly when in doubt, asking only for direction and strength to meet my problems as he would have me. The reason I love this is because when I was compulsively eating, and anytime I do anything compulsively, I do not sit quietly and I do not pause. And what this program and my sponsor is teaching me is to pray and always ask God, who would you have me be? What would you have me do? What is my next step? And that requires pausing, and that requires me being out of my own head and just running around like a mad scientist from one task to the other, thinking that I'm super important, thinking that I know what I'm doing, and I'm in the practice of surrendering, making sure I'm not surrendering just 85%, but surrendering 100%. And when I'm surrendering 100%, I am asking God, what will you have me do? Who will you have me serve? Who will you have me be? And with that, I'll pass. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Katia Z. Okay, Janice K., you're up next, followed by Lynn P.
Hi, this is Janice K. In Oregon. And what I see in the paragraph is not just 11. I see 10 in the background and also 12. There's the God consciousness within. Common sense becoming uncommon sense. And in my experience, I only get the best result from step 11 if I've done a thorough and ongoing step 10. It talks about testing my thinking. Step 10 is about a lot more than just getting rid of the unruly emotion. Certainly, that's the first step. Get rid of the emotion. Sit quietly when in doubt and ask for strength and direction. And I found somewhere a statement that says, if I have a motive, chances are it's selfish because I'm an addict. And so I sit down and I look at my course of action and I test my thinking by the new God consciousness within. And darned if I don't find that most of the time, if I do an act from an ulterior motive, from a motive, there is an element of selfishness in there. When I get that out of the way, then I have the best shot at finding the direction and strength to meet my problems. Not getting to pray for myself except as my request bore on my usefulness to others. Then only might I expect to receive. Well, if the answer is the presence, maybe that's enough. But that would be in great measure. To let God rework my life as he has, according to these steps, has been a gift of great measure. So I look at the paragraph, and I see 10 in the background, 11 very prominent, and 12 is here too. And that is our new way of life. So thank you for listening, and I pass.
Thank you for sharing, Janice K. Lynn P., you are up next, and you'll be followed by Jan C.
Good morning. Thank you so much for your service. I'm Lynn D. from San Diego, California, and I just had to chuckle at the first line. It's just so prominent of what's going on for me today. I was to test my thinking by the new God consciousness within. So first I have to have God conscious. So, thankfully over the years, I have... There is some sort of baseline God consciousness, whether I like it or not, now that I've been in program for over half my life, which I'm so grateful for. And so I do have the God consciousness. I can honestly say I've worked very hard for that. So now I have to test it. So, you know, I'm a very black and white literal person. So when I hear the word test, I hear pass or fail. And so I don't like failing. I'm a people pleaser. I'm a compulsive overeater. You know, where's my reward for the good? So when I hear test, I want to pass, right? But guess what? It's the failing. Every time I do something, if I don't pause right, if I don't pause long enough to test out my God thought, then, I fail, which is fine. Like, I'm even teaching my kids, it's okay to fail, because from the failing, you can grow and learn and change, right? So as long as I can be open and honest and test this God conscious, see where it goes. You know, if I'm feeling closer to God and, well-rounded things are happening afterwards, then great. If not, then, the blower literally is right on my car. Okay, there's nobody in the parking lot. Like one of those things where you're like, nobody's in the parking lot, somebody parks right next to you. So I'm testing my new God consciousness. And sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't. But at least I'm testing it. And then now I need to take the successes and go with it. Make the awareness of when I'm gone conscious and it feels good and I feel the presence of God and things are being positive. Then I can, keep on testing it and go forward with it. Know that it's working, If it's struggling and things are failing and, let's not take that God conscious test. Let's kind of do it the other way, kind of like where the common sense becomes common sense. Thank you so much for everybody's service today. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Lindy. Sorry, I couldn't read my own writing. I got to be more careful. Okay. So at this point, if we go 2 minute shares, if you're okay with that, then we'll have time for all three of you to share. Jan C., you're up next. Please share with us.
Good morning, everybody. I am Jan C. from Arizona. I am so grateful to be here. I love the spirituality of this meeting. It's just soothing and wonderful, the great shares. And this paragraph meant so much to me, too, as being part of Step 11. And in practice that I'm trying to work on now, and I'm not remembering it all the time, but that's to pray before doing or engaging in my next activity, whatever that is. So here I am now at this meeting. Next, I'm going to get up and take a shower. So I want to pray before that. And I want to get into that habit because then I know that I'm inviting my higher power to be with me for everything that I'm engaged in. So that's really all I have to share. I just know that the solution to stay away from food, to stay away from crazy emotions, is from my higher power. Thank you so very much for letting me share.
Thank you very much, Jan C. Ginger M., you are up next, and you'll be followed by Caroline M., and I think we can go to a 3-minute share now. No, actually, 2x2 is still going to really work. Okay, thank you so much, Ginger.
Thank you. Thank you for your service, everyone. So I like the part, first of all, I love the great shares. Excuse me. I like the part about sitting quietly and asking for direction. I ask direction God for direction quite a bit because it's difficult. I have difficulty making decisions. But there's a desperation about it. And that makes me realize now that it's all about me. It's like, I need this answer now. I need the answer so I can stop going crazy thinking about this thing. And that isn't letting God in, and that isn't striving to do God's what God wants me to do. And I recently had cataract surgery, and I'm so very grateful that it went well. And now all I can think about, a couple of days later, all I can think about is, well, what kind of lens should I choose for the other eye when I have it done? And it's consuming my thinking, and I'm asking God for guidance, but I don't think I'm doing it in the right way. And this reading, this paragraph, and these shares have given me insight into a better way of asking God for his guidance, for me to do his will. Thank you. I pass.
Well, thank you too, Ginger M. Hope that goes very well. Caroline M. I believe it's Caroline, you are up next.
Great. Hi, it's Caroline M.D., and I'm on the Central Coast of California, and I appreciate the opportunity to just speak up and to listen to all the shares that I heard before me, which really I can't say too much new. All I can say is, yes, for me, the most important instructions are to sit quietly, because that is not how I spent much of my life. I was pretty frenetic and pretty loud and pretty unobservant. And I'm just grateful that for me now, my life is a prayer. And I realize that I don't ever have to ask for direction, because it's always being sent to me. The only thing I have to remind myself of is to pay attention. And so I do. I do pay a lot more attention. Helps that I've gotten to be a lot older, and maybe I don't move as fast. But it's fabulous to know that I don't even ever have to ask. Everything's being sent. And so this morning, I'm loving being out in this beautiful world that we have and listening to all the voices. And with that, I will pass. Thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you so much, Carolyn MD, and everybody who has shared. We'll now close the meeting with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Julie E.B. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Hi, this is Julie E.B., gratefully with Cuddlebird in Colorado Springs. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will continually disclose more to you and to us. Ask God in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the person who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with God is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to God and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless and keep you until then.